It escapes me there, this curious feeling, when you lean your head upon my chest. short, and I'm the man. Hurricane gold is all I have. To fuck around is to find out. So let's go do the twist and shout.
Hey, welcome back to Speak Up here on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. You just heard a track by Geist, Hurricane Gold, the title track of their new record. This album is really growing on me. Some cool alt country. Love it, love it, love it. Plus, it's a concept album about the difficulties of parenthood and being a single mother and all sorts of cool stuff. So check that out. It's on Bandcamp or wherever you get your music. Geist is the name of the band, G-E-I-S-T. Earlier in this hour of Speak Up, you heard me talk about, well, you heard Vivian speak with Margaret about the Coastal Dance Festival. One more reminder, you can go to coastaldancefestival.com or anvilcenter.com to grab tickets for that. Something else you might be interested in is True to Place, Stemet Stechwa Tel Chetel, an exhibition that's happening at the Bill Reed Gallery until March 19th, so you still got a couple weeks to go check it out. It's curated by artist and muralist Semontalat Kerilin Victor. He uses indigenous themes and place-based stories to inform the artistic practice of 10 indigenous painters while continuously exploring new and innovative tools and forms of expression. Are you ready to see a true story relating to personal history or oral history that describes the distant past? Come see this exhibition at the Bill Reed Gallery. For more information or to purchase tickets, you can go to the Bill Reed Gallery website, which is billreedgallery.ca. That's Bill, B-I-L-L, Reed, R-I-E-D, gallery.ca. It's at the Bill Reed Gallery until March 19th at 639 Hornby Street in Vancouver, B.C., Yeah, go check out some cool art. Go check out the Coastal Dance Festival happening this weekend, March 2nd to 5th, Thursday to Sunday. Okay, and now into, I know we're already 8 minutes into the second half of this show. So I'm going to now, as I mentioned, pivot to some Francophone stuff. And that is going to be a feature in English about Francophony. And also some Francophone music. I myself grew up going, well, English is my first language, but beginning in kindergarten, I did French immersion all the way until the end of grade 9 when it ceased being available to me. And it impacted my life in a very positive way. So let's celebrate that. Let's learn a little bit more about it. I'm going to start with a local artist, one of my favorites, Missy D. This is title track of a record that came out last April, just over a year ago, called Casse Départ, here on Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Ben, on va voir, quoi. Tu sais, c'est le retour à rien. Casse départ. Tu penses qu'ils vont comprendre? Ok. 1, 2, 3, on y va, on y va. 4, 5, 6, bébé, on a du bis. 7, 8, 9, dans mon panier, 10. C'est le son de ma musique, je calcule et j'en profite. 1, 2, 3, on y va, on y va. 4, 5, 6, bébé, on a du bis. 7, 8, 9, dans mon panier, 10. C'est le son de ma musique, je calcule et j'en profite. Bonjour, je me présente, je m'appelle Diane. Missy D les étonne, la petite francophone. Retourne au commencement, où elle le fait franchement. En français, pour la famille et pour maman. Fanatique de rom-com, so la baby love son. Poétique, elle s'abonne en glisse sur les mélodies. Je sors ma ma bulle. Aujourd'hui, effet pandémie ou nostalgie, je suis prête à vomir, casez pas. 1, 2, 3, on y va. 4, 5, 6, bébé, on a du bise. 7, 8, 9, dans mon panier, 10. C'est le son de ma musique, je calcule et j'en profite. Like, ooh, let me drop some French and some English too. I know you ready to say, comment allez-vous? Playing with the rhythm and falling with the groove. Hey, ben, c'est ma love en français, c'est le grand amour. À la folie, à la passion, de jour au jour, chaque moment, le son m'attrape et m'emporte, me signe et me raconte. Il était une fois ou autrefois. Ce que t'entends, c'est ma mémoire, le début de mon histoire. Oh, hey, c'est du naughty bad nature, au school aventure. C'est le rythme qui te fait hocher, un triple, triple, trip français. Style olympique sur scène, aussi rapide que scène. Volté, je danse sur cette mélodie. Saute comme le fait Gabi, Serena, Naomi. Match point poétique du 5e as en 2022. Vous êtes bien témoin, je suis de retour à 1. 1, 2, 3, on y va. 4, 5, 6, bébé, on a du bise. 7, 8, 9, dans mon panier, 10. C'est le son de ma musique, je calcule et j'en profite. 1, 2, 3, on y va 4, 5, 6, bébé, on a du bise. 7, 8, 9, dans mon panier, 10. C'est le son de ma musique, je calcule et j'en profite. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Le retour à 1, le retour à 1, le retour à 1. Et quand 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Le retour à 1, casse des pas. Le retour à 1. It goes 1, 2, 3, yeah. 4, 5, 6, baby. 7, 8, 9, 8, 10, baby. 1, 2, 3, on y va. 4, 5, 6, baby, on a du peace. 7, 8, 9, dans mon panier, 10. C'est le son de ma musique, je calcule et j'en profite. 1, 2, 3, on y va. 4, 5, 6, baby, on a du peace. 7, 8, 9, dans mon panier, 10. C'est le son de ma musique, je calcule et j'en profite. Diane, le retour à 1, casse départ.
That's right, Casse Départ by Missy D here on Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, where we're playing you a installment of Rendezvous de la Francophonie, which is a nationwide project to celebrate bilingualism, to celebrate French language speaking. And we're going to just get right into the very first episode of Rendezvous de la Francophonie, which will also set up the project, featuring an interview with Alex Friedman. Enjoy.
25 years of Rendezvous de la Francophonie. It's time to celebrate. Welcome to the Franco Podcast. Hello, my name is Catherine Fisher, and I had the pleasure of interviewing 6 bilingual Canadians for this podcast. In this episode, I speak to Alex Friedman, Executive Director of the Community Radio Fund of Canada. I want to start by asking you, what languages did you speak as a child?
So I was raised in English, but I attended an entirely French public school in London, Ontario, from kindergarten to grade 6, and my mother speaks 5 languages. So there was always kind of a plethora of different languages. She speaks German, Russian, Serbo-Croatian, French, and English. So my world has always been filled with the wonderful sounds of language.
How about your father?
My father's an American who went to school at the Sorbonne. So he also speaks French, but with a very uniquely American accent.
So did you folks speak French at all at home?
We didn't, actually. We didn't speak French much at home at all, other than when I was doing homework for French school. In hindsight, it's a bit of a disappointment, because once I got out of French school, I found myself better capable to speak French than the public system in Ontario. And so it was very discouraging as a student. And I actually got out of French classes entirely because I felt I could teach the teacher. So that there was no French in the home then caused me for a number of years to not speak French at all, until I went to work in Montreal as a journalist. And believe me, when you try to interview the Sûreté du Québec in English, it doesn't go very well. So there was a relearning curve, which was unfortunate, but there we are.
How has your concept of being bilingual changed over time?
It's just part of the fabric of my life. I've always understood that I've been able to do it. What I see more, I think, is as a leader, And as somebody who works in Ottawa, I have a lot of really talented people I'd love to be able to hire in different capacities. But if they can't do it in both languages, regardless of how qualified they are, there's really not much room for me to be able to bring them into the door. And so my perception as I've grown in my life is that the importance of being able to speak both languages is just so much more important. And I've raised both of my children in Quebec, and they go to a Francophone school. And in our household, my wife speaks in French to the kids, and I speak in English to the kids. So we've really kind of doubled down on our position on this and our desire to ensure that the next generation is better equipped.
Yeah, I wish I'd done a little more French in school, because French is a bit scant.
And it's daunting, right? And even for me, when I have conversations in French, if I have to present at a board meeting in French, I've done this for years, but it's daunting. It's not my natural space, and my head doesn't think in French.
So on the topic of the Community Radio Fund of Canada, so you're the ED, but tell me more about what the fund does.
So the fund provides support for community, campus, and Indigenous radio stations across the country. And so we, working with commercial broadcasters and the federal government, seek out new lines of funding and new ways of providing support for this large swath of broadcasters who, you know, broadcast programming in as many as 65 different languages. Many of our stations are either Anglophone stations in Quebec or Francophone stations in places like Peace River, Alberta. And so a lot of what we do is respond to these stations, in particular do is respond to the needs of those communities. And because radio has this unique ability to convey the sound and texture of language, it has an intrinsic role in the preservation and protection of language. The more we are able to hear the sounds and the regional dialects, because, you know, if you're a French speaker in New Brunswick, the French is vastly different from the French in Quebec. So French in Canada in itself is not homogenous. And so what we do is provide an opportunity in all these languages for those sounds to be broadcast and distributed to those who want to engage with.
Mm-hmm. That must be amazing for you to have a sort of an overview of what all of the stations in Canada are doing.
Well, and every time we get to a conference, either through the NCRA or otherwise, I'm sitting around with these people and I hear this regularly. Yeah, it's really quite something. And I think that even, Anglophone stations are aware of and will broadcast programming in French in their schedule. No community in Canada is strictly one language or the other.
So for people that might not be familiar with community radio, can you sort of sketch out what community radio is about?
So community radio is a broadcasting undertaking that is based in the community. All the stations are not for profit. All of the stations are run by community boards. By and large, they're supported by a network of volunteers that come from the communities that they serve. So community radio then has a unique way of reflecting their own community back to others. Community radio is on the ground with local news and information. Community radio is the first place we hear emerging Canadian artists. Community radio is the bedrock of what I like to call the Canadian voice. They're the stations who believe firmly in the mission and not so much in the profit. It's about what these stations do and not how they return investments to shareholders. And so it's a fundamental difference in how we approach communicating.
And how is community radio different from, say, the CBC?
So the CBC, for many, many years, has focused primarily on hubs and they still have the funding to be able to be in the local communities. You know, the journalists, for example, in Newfoundland and St. John's, try to get out to Sydney and you'll never see a CBC journalist unless there's a major incident. And so the CBC, I'm not knocking the CBC, does a remarkable job as a monolithic national broadcaster, but they don't have that individual community touch. They don't walk out of their studios in Sydney and into the grocery store with their listener. So the CBC does a wonderful job of being this massive thing, but doesn't do a great job of being on the ground. And the other piece is, because of the way they've structured themselves, and I speak to this with some authority as a 15-year veteran of the CBC, there are a few of us who were able to transition over linguistic lines. but there's not a many of them. And the CBC, for lack of a better term, I hate it, but tends to be very siloed linguistically. And there's no merging or sharing. When I think about community radio, I think of a place where from 1 hour to the next, you can be hearing a broadcast in Farsi about the plight of Iranian women and a way of interpreting Iranian news for Canadian Iranians. The next hour, you can jump immediately to a classical music programming and finally land in a Caribbean soca experience at the end of the night. And it's that variety, because as I say, we're not a homogenous, and we're not just one thing in any Canadian community. So community radio compared to the CBC has a unique ability to really reflect the texture and tone of those communities that they serve, as opposed to the province of Ontario.
Obviously, there's been a lot of changes. Radio, some people are saying, is less relevant than it used to be. How do you find community radio stations are changing?
So first of all, I would say I would disagree with that point. We've recently seen studies suggesting that Canadians still engage with audio programming, you know, significantly more with AM and FM. And when I say significantly for more, you know, we're talking about 39% of Canadians still get audio programming on AM, FM broadcast. And the next best competitor is YouTube at about 14%. So I would first of all say that AM, FM still plays a critical role in connecting Canadians. The way community radios have embraced digital, though, has been a remarkable transformation. And community radio, while we remain, and I think uniquely in terms of community, public, and commercial broadcasters, will need to remain on the towers because we broadcast to communities that don't have, in some cases, digital connections. Only 24% of Canada's Indigenous communities have access to high-speed internet. So when it comes to connecting those communities, we need to be on the broadcast tower. However, we've also, and we've seen this time and again, embracing live streaming, embracing new ways of amplifying the signal, because there's a real desire for that community radio content. It's just so difficult on shoestring budgets to create the platforms and the different venues for that to get out. But as always, community radio is creative and passionate and develops those ways even in even with a lack of funding to be able to do it, which is why our fund has recently pivoted some of what we do to really promote the transition to digital in some way. But I think community radio will have to live with a foot in both worlds for many, many years to come. I remember 25 years ago in journalism school hearing about the imminent death of radio. And here we are today, still as a dominant medium.
Do you want to highlight two or three stations in Canada and the interesting and innovative things that they've done with money given by the fund?
Oh boy, I might get in some trouble here. Because of course, we love all of the projects that are out there. But let me think of a few. So, one of the things we support is local journalism. And so we're really proud to be able to provide salaries and funding for as many as 41 stations across Canada to put journalists in news desert. I think that's been one of the most amazing projects we've been involved with. As a former journalist, and as I watch the decline of quality information, to be able to contribute to that dialogue and to provide support for stations to contribute to that dialogue has been just remarkable. I'll point to the station up in Dawson City during the pandemic that was running radio plays. Right? Artists were not able to get into theater to be able to produce the plays, but we needed more than ever to be able to connect with a cultural expression and an expression of the communities in which we live. And so to be able to use some funding to create radio plays with these artists and to be able to create art on the radio was this incredibly, this is a really incredible way of engaging with some of those elements. And so, I mean, those, again, I could go on and on and on, but those are a couple of programs where I think the funding we provide, and it's a great example of the funding we provide, has made a material difference, not just for the stations, right? When we support the station, we support the communities.
2023 is the Rendezvous de la Francophonie's 25th anniversary. What does the Francophonie mean to you, and what does the Rendezvous de la Francophonie's month celebration of the Francophonie mean to you?
It means that we can shine a spotlight on the beauty that is French in Canada. I mean, I'll ask the question I often ask about 1 month. Why just 1 month? Why don't we spend more time than that? But when we have a month like this, when we can focus on this, when we can tell these stories, when we can give non-Francophones the ability to relate with the experiences of Francophones, this was really a powerful moment of connection. One of the challenges in society is a lack of understanding of what's happening on the other side of your hedge. This gives English Canada an ability to see across the hedge, to understand why Francophones are so passionate about protecting the language, why a province like Quebec has created an entire star system to promote its own arts and culture, and has done so in a fashion that has elevated that language and the arts and culture of that language to a level that nobody has seen in any other province in Canada. And yet, if you sit in Alberta, you don't understand this. And so La Francophonie, or Célébration de la Francophonie, is really this incredible portal to be able to bridge that and to break down the barriers that we often find in terms of common understanding. I hear it all the time from people across this country. You know, my wife and I, I'll say, we were in a coffee shop in Winnipeg, and we were speaking French to one another, and somebody came up to us and said, "Hey, I want you to speak Canadian." That person needs to hear and understand why we're so proud to speak French, and why we both feel, and so many of us feel, that speaking French is speaking Canadian.
Well, I very much appreciate your time and your insight.
Well, it's been a pleasure. Merci beaucoup pour l'opportunité. Puis vive la France.
Thanks for tuning into the Rendezvous de la Francophonie's Franco podcast. In this episode, you heard from Alex Friedman, Executive Director of the Community Radio Fund of Canada.
Histoires reprennent leurs ébats. Qu'importe ce qu'on dit.